There's some 80 music for you. Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Workshop podcast. Trey Lee and Bon Jovi joining us today.
Going to talk a little bit about prayer today.
Yeah, some things that we can pray for our families and for our marriage and things. This is one of the things that we talk about in our family workshop is why it's so important to pray together and not together, but just to pray for your family and why that's essential. And so that's kind of the direction we're going today on our podcast. We're going to give you seven things to pray for your family. And if you're driving, try not to take notes. We're going to include these on in the notes on the podcast, but these are seven things you can put by your chair. If you can take a few notes, take them as you drive and pray for these seven things throughout the day or in the mornings to start your day. These are just seven good things to pray for your family is kind of what we're going to talk about. And we are big believers in prayer, and prayer is important to us in our relationship and our relationship with God. And we have for a long time prayed for our family.
Yeah, we have just an important foundation for family and marriage, and God needs to be at the center, and what better way than to, you know, seek Him in prayer and ask for His will, and so that's what we want to focus on today.
Maybe one of the greatest things we can do for our families that we don't realize is prayer, and if we can just regularly be praying for our families, that becomes a very helpful thing and a very, very necessary thing, so... let's spend a few minutes talking about prayer and go through some stuff. And so let's talk about number one, just right off the bat. Let's look at this. We want to, first thing, if you're going to pray for your family, we're going to start with marriage, and we're going to pray and give God thanks for our marriage.
That's right. And you can be, and your family, you can throw that in there as
sure,
well.
Sure. So. Why is it important to be thankful for our marriage?
Well, I mean, for me, I think when it comes to prayer, I always want to start off by giving thanks. You know, before I start asking for a long list of things, I want to spend time being thankful and grateful and telling God how good He is to me for all of the blessings that He's given me, which includes my marriage and my family.
It does. And sometimes when we're thankful for things, it helps me anyway, to refocus on what's important, meaning the difference between prayer and commercials. Commercials remind us what we don't have and make us feel like we need stuff. Prayer reminds us what we do have. And so when we start the day off being thankful for our marriage and our prayer or our family, it really makes us refocus and redirects what's important in our life. And sometimes as husbands and wives, we get kind of crossway with each other, and sometimes we get frustrated with each other, and sometimes we have bad days, and it's really hard to hold anything against my spouse. It's really hard to be frustrated with my spouse if I'm giving God thanks for my marriage.
That's true. And I know a lot of people that start their day with a gratitude journal, and as soon as they wake up, they will journal, just make a quick list of three things that they're grateful for. And, you know, it may be something as simple as a warm bed, whatever. But if you can turn this focus toward your spouse and maybe start being thankful for, you know, for your spouse in the mornings, and just kind of makes you look more on the positives as you start your day together.
Hard to be frustrated with your spouse or your kids when you're thanking God for them. So we, right off the bat, first thing to pray for your family is to thank God for your marriage. And the second thing that we would recommend is ask God to bless you as a spouse and to bless your spouse that you're married to. So we went from being thankful for our marriage to saying, Lord, help me to be a good spouse, mm-hmm. and bless my husband or bless my wife. So it's one thing to be thankful. What would you say it means to ask for a blessing upon your marriage?
Just we need to pray for ourselves to be better. We know what our shortcomings are as a spouse, and so, you know, praying for ourselves just kind of keeps that reminder of what we should be, and you know, asking God's blessing on our spouse as well.
Sometimes we have to pray to be sometimes depends on what I'm struggling with as a spouse. Sometimes I have to pray, Lord, I need to be more patient. Lord, I need to watch my tone. Lord, I need to focus more on when my wife's talking to me and not be so scatterbrained at the time. And so I think when you can ask God to bless you as a spouse and to bless your spouse, I think you're, what you're asking is not just being thankful for your spouse, but you're also saying, Lord, help, we need your help.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to say, God, help me to know what my spouse needs. How can I bless my spouse? And he will show you those things. So
yeah, and that's exactly right. We tend to be people sometimes that just throw that out there and just go, Lord, bless us. And that's okay to do that. But if you can come up with some specific things, that would also help. My husband's having a hard time at work, or my wife is having a hard time with such and such. And so if you can actually pray for some specific things in there, that would be good. But anytime you can thank God for your marriage and then ask God to bless your marriage, that is just a beautiful thing to ask God for, is to say, Lord, we need your help to do marriage. I mean, he's the creator of it. He wrote the book on instructions of how to do it. Why not ask that person for wisdom on how best to be a good spouse?
That's right. And we've really been focusing on wisdom this month as we've gone through our devotional book from the book of Proverbs, which deals with wisdom. And so, the little daily prayers that we've included in there, they all deal with, you know, asking God for more wisdom in different areas, whether it's the way we use our speech, with our, you know, controlling our anger, seeing value in our marriage, whatever it is, we're focusing on wisdom every day, which is pretty great.
There you go. Let's go back to family for number three. We want to ask God to give us wisdom to be good parents. And that doesn't matter where you are in your life cycle as a parent. We have a son and daughter-in-law right now that have how old is our grandbaby? 4 months?
4 months.
4 months old. And I think this is a great time to be asking for wisdom on how do I raise this child. But when you have toddlers, when you have teenagers, oh my goodness, if you got a teenager, you should be asking the Lord every day for wisdom on how to raise this kid.
Every day.
And not kill them, right? Or strangle them. But you know, wherever you are, as parents, we are empty nesters, and our role as parents have changed a little bit. We're not as hands-on as we used to, but we still try to guide our kids and give them wisdom and direct them in directions with good, wise advice, but we still want to be good parents, and we need that wisdom. And so asking God to give you wisdom to be good parents is essential. One, because he says specifically in the Bible that if we will ask for wisdom, he'll give it to us. And that is very important. And so when we can ask God to help us be good parents, that's a good thing. There's a story I like in the Bible from Judges chapter 13. It's a story of Samson. And Samson hasn't been born yet. An angel comes to his dad and his mom about a year before his birth to say, in about a year, you're going to have a baby and you're going to name him Samson and he's going to be kind of special. And I hope you get a chance to read that from Judges 13. But the father's out working in the field, and so he doesn't get the message. His wife is at home working around the house, and an angel comes and tells her and leaves. And then I always just thought it would be so interesting to see the reaction of what takes place when he comes home from the field or from working that day and says, how was your day? Anything exciting happened? You know? And she goes, well, yeah, actually an angel came, you know? And I don't know what I would say if you said, yeah, you know, I had an angel visit me today.
Yeah.
But she tells her husband, says, an angel came, we're going to have a son. He's going to be very special. God's going to do great things through him. And we've got specific ways we're supposed to raise him. And I love the story because Samson's father says, did you ask the man for specifics on how to raise him? And of course, you can't judge poor little mama because, I mean, if an angel shows up, you don't think of things like that.
No.
You're just kind of stressed that there's an angel in front of you. And she goes, well, no, I didn't ask any questions. And he's kind of like, well, why did you not ask questions, you know? And so they pray together. I love the story. They pray, Lord, send us that man back so we can ask questions on how to raise this child. and talk about a really, really neat story. And God does that. God sends that man back, and they ask a bunch of questions on what do we do? How do we raise this child that's going to be a Nazirite? And that's just a really, really good story. But it reminds me, God's got all this wisdom that he's willing to give, but we've got to ask him for it. We've just got to say, Lord, help us be wise parents. It is important that we ask God to give us wisdom as parents. It is.
That is true. You know, it'd be nice if kids came with an instruction manual, but there's not a step-by-step, and each kid's different, and so it's going to require, you know, some different things with each kid, and that's why it's so important to ask God, hey, help me with this kid.
All kids are different. So what one works on one doesn't always work on another, right?
I think we learned that over a few years and raising four sons that what works on one does not work on another.
There you go. Yeah. So we need wisdom for each other.
Constantly be praying for wisdom.
So we're working through seven things to pray for your family. We're going to be on number four. Number four would be what?
To pray for your children.
Specifically, yes, pray for your children. What are some things we can pray about for our kids?
I mean, pray that they would have wisdom, I think is a very important thing to start with. Your mom did this very well. I have no doubt she prayed for wisdom for all of you, and she reminded you every chance she got for you to pray for wisdom. So that was pretty cool. I know you told me stories of when you went off to moved away from home, went off to college for the first time, and she would write you letters, which was what we did back in the 80s. We wrote letters. And she ended all of her letters to you with, pray for wisdom. Don't forget to pray for wisdom.
She was a wise woman.
She was a very wise woman.
And at the time, I was like, what is the big deal about that? And now I look back and think, boy, she knew what she was doing.
She did know what she was doing. So.
We have prayed for our kids by name. We have prayed for their spouses before they ever met their spouses.
We did. And I actually told
our
two daughters-in-law, we were sitting around the table just a few nights ago for a birthday dinner, and told my two girls that it was just pretty neat to think back that, you know, I had prayed for them before we ever knew them, and possibly before they were ever even born, that we had prayed that God would send just the right girl to our sons. And it was pretty cool to see that here y'all are, an answer to our prayers. And so that was pretty neat.
He's exactly right. And I think that is good to, because talk about a world of difference it can make if you have a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law that meshes well with your family. And so that is important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we have done that we think is really important is Psalm 127 has always kind of been our family's theme verse 1, which says the Lord needs to build the house or the builders labor in vain. And we always thought we need the Lord to build our home, and if it doesn't, we're wasting our time. And so Psalm 127 has always been really, really big to us. Our kids know this. We've made bracelets with it on there. And we, years ago, man, I don't even know how many, 10, 12 years ago, we set a reminder on my phone that goes off at 127. Since 127 was kind of our theme verse. And my reminder on my phone pops up and it says, don't forget to pray, or it just says, pray for your boys. It used to say, pray for your boys. And whatever I was doing right then, I would stop and give God thanks for my boys and ask God to bless them and God to give them wisdom. Sometimes when I had time, I would ask the kids, hey, y'all know I'm about to pray. 127 is coming up. If you got anything specific you want me to pray about, let me know. And sometimes they'd let me know, and sometimes they didn't have anything specific, or sometimes they'd contact me and say, Dad, we need you to pray about such and such. But they knew every day at 127 that we were praying for them. Sometimes we're driving down the road and we'll stop, and you know, I'm driving and I'll say, Lee, you pray, and I'll keep my eyes open, you know, while I drive or something.
But we, it's always a good idea.
We try to pray for them every day at 127 when that reminder goes off, whether it buzzes in my pocket on my phone or what, you hear it. Before before this podcast's over, there's a good chance that reminder may go off here in a second, because mm-hmm. it's in our time, it's about 1:21.
You are right. And sometimes we remind them that you know, 1:27 is coming up, and is there anything specific that we need to pray about for you today? And sometimes they, you know, they give us things, and sometimes they don't, but yeah. It's pretty great. There's a lot of things that we should be praying for our kids. And we mentioned, pray they have wisdom, pray for their future spouses. I think it's important that we pray for their character and their integrity. Of course, we set the example for this in the home. So we have to be modeling that for our children, but praying for it, for us and for them is a good idea. It's good to pray that they would have a desire to know God, not just to go to church or, you know, those kinds of things, but, we want our children to actually have a relationship with God. We feel like church attendance is important, you know, being involved with a youth group and all those kinds of things is important. But it's about relationship. And so I think, you know, praying for that specifically is important. What else?
Praying for their friends.
Their friends.
Their influences in their life.
That is huge. That is huge. Pray that God would put the right friends in their path that will, you know, keep them on a good path and not lead them down a path that you don't want them to go.
That's right. So pray for your kids. And now I mentioned earlier that my reminder always said, pray for your boys. I've changed that. Now it just says, pray for your family. Mm-hmm. Because now I have two daughter-in-laws and I have a granddaughter. And so I mentioned Abby and Callie and baby Charlotte. And so that's very important that I pray for them every day. Number five, let's get these last three. Pray for your future together as husband and wife. Because as marriages go, we're going to go one of two directions. We're either going to go closer together or we're going to go closer apart. And as you change in life, your marriage changes. People have said you have different marriages. You have a marriage as newlyweds, marriage as parents, marriage as empty nesters, marriage as retired people. I don't know. These are all areas we want to excel in. And so it's important for us to pray for our future. We started praying about our future as empty nesters a while back because we weren't sure what to expect. We really didn't know. I was a little nervous about it just because this was kind of new for us. We had kids in our house for 30-something years.
We did.
And all of a sudden we were alone and we've decided we kind of like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's important to talk about what you see in your future and kind of make sure that you're on the same wavelength, that you've kind of got the same goals in mind, and to pray about those things together.
So that's important. So pray about that with things that will, maybe you're getting close to retirement. Maybe you're getting close to sending your first kid off to college. These are all different stresses it's going to be on your, so pray for your future. You know, not just your now, but also your future. Mm-hmm. Number six, ask God to protect your marriage and your family from Satan. And that's really important for a hedge of protection. I find it interesting that when Jesus' followers ask him, Lord, teach us to pray, one of the things he specifically prayed for or taught them was to pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation. So it's as if God was saying, Jesus was saying that we should be praying, hey, protect us. Don't let us be tempted. And I don't know that we pray that a lot. And Satan would love, he is the killer of marriages. He is the destroyer of marriages. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's Satan. And he would love to thrash and destroy and annihilate your marriage and your family. He would love to destroy your relationship with your kids. And we want to ask God regularly, help us to protect our marriage and our family. Keep us alert to his crazy schemes of trying to get us.
That's right. And, what's the saying of, if Satan can't get you to sin, then he's content to make you so busy that you just can't, you're not focusing on what's really important. And right. So pray that you'll keep your priorities straight. Satan loves it when we just get so busy that we don't have time for our family, that we don't have time to invest in our marriages,
If he can't get you to sin, he'll be happy just getting you so busy you don't have time to be a good wife or a good husband mm-hmm. or a good parent.
Or have a good relationship with God.
Yep, that's exactly right. So we want protection. So the last one is ask God to help you not be critical, but to see the positive in both your spouse, your marriage, and your children. And this is real important because criticism is so hard on your marriage and family. And so we want to ask God, Lord, help us to see the good things my spouse does and the good things my kids do and not just the things that drive us nuts.
Yeah. There's a good ratio that we say it's good to compliment 5 times more than you criticize.
Yep.
So that's a good thing to remember. You know, we're just kind of wired, maybe some of us more than others, to notice the negatives before we see the positives. You know, when your kids bring home their report card and you look through there and they have, you know, maybe they've got all A's and then maybe they've got one B, which is an 89, which is just right there on the verge. And you're like, whoa, what happened here? You know, that's the first thing you say is what happened in this class, instead of look at all these A's, you did so awesome. So
my mama would have been excited if I'd brought home all A's and an 89.
All A's and a high B.
Yeah, my mom would have been so excited about that. She'd have just done a little dance right there in the living room and said, boy, let's go get you a surprise.
Yeah, that's right. But no, just the point is just try to always bring out the positives before you know, if you feel like you need to say something about the B, then make sure you praise for those A's first.
Yeah.
Just as an example.
Think about it for a second. Your kids and even your spouse, if they go off to work and they go off to school every day, what do you think they get most at work, praise or criticism? What do you think your kids get most at junior high and high school, praise or criticism? I guarantee you they get a whole lot more criticism or negativity than they ever do positiveness. And so when they come home from work, that should be the time where their batteries are recharged and refilled. This home should be a place that they go and go, yes, I'm home and I can feel good about myself and I can find love and I can refill my tank and that sort of thing. I'll give my age away here a little bit, but back when I first started driving as a 16-year-old, they still had full service gas stations and you could pull up and somebody would come out and fill up your gas. And they had clean your windshield and oftentimes check your oil. And that was kind of cool back in them old days that things like that happened. The home should be that. It should be a full service gas station for all family members. All family members need to receive gas.
Yeah.
And all family members need to be the ones that are helping.
Filling stations. Filling stations. That's what they call them.
Yeah, filling stations.
Fill each other up.
We need to do a good job. When our kids walk in the door, our spouse walks in the door, let's start refilling that tank. Because I guarantee you it's been emptied all day by people who have either been unkind or rude or something along those lines. We need to see positive and point out the positive in our kids' worlds, not find another place where they're going to go home and just take it on the chin again.
That's right. And spouses as well.
And spouses,
you know,
as well.
They may work in a negative work environment and they need to come home and be refilled as well.
That's right. That is exactly right. So kind of like Bon Jovi, we're going to be living on a prayer because prayer is important to families. But
and our reminder did go off about 3 minutes ago. Yeah. So when we finish up here, we're gonna stop and pray for our family. So
yep,
we hope y'all will do the same.
That's right. If you're driving today, this is a great time for you to stop and say a prayer for your family. And then I recommend, once you do, you let your wife or your husband or your kids know, I prayed for you today.
Mm-hmm.
That is very, very special to know that you've been prayed for. So you let them know, I prayed that you prayed for them.
Let them know, and it's good every once in a while, let them know some specifics that you prayed for them.
Yeah, or ask them, what can I pray about? Hope you all had a good time listening. We appreciate all the kind things. If you're following us on Apple Podcasts or Google, and if you can leave us a good rating and maybe even a review, that would bless us. Thank you for doing that, and we'll keep giving podcasts.
Yep, we enjoy it, and we're glad y'all are here.
Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.